The Fatal Dance, written and read by Bernd Solheim. In the morning, there is the sea, her first great love. Laurie presses her forehead against the cool of the window glass, staring out at the earth's edge, that line where sky and water meet and hold. She could spend eternity watching that shifting horizon, past the streetlights and concrete and cars. She can sense it there, even when she isn't looking. Just as she knows this stretch of road by the brush box, Bloodwood and Tuckaroo, knows how close she has come to the sea without needing to look, a deeper knowing of heart before mind. Here, the bitumen and earth beneath, out there, ever-shifting shadow. The ocean, in all its moods, has always been Laurie's home. And now, she will return to it. The taxi slows to pull into the car park, and she pours everything from her purse. She had a 50 folded up in there, she's sure enough of that, but the driver isn't ready for it, and half the change goes clinking between the seatbelt clip and console. Not to worry. She pulls herself out, using the handle over the door, and by the time the cabbie lifts his head, Laurie has already crossed the pavement. She can hear the waves. It's important not to be delayed. As she shambles over the grass, she can hear the bloke calling. "You want your change, love? Hey, you forgot your stuff. Hey, lady, hey!" But she doesn't turn and will not turn, his voice dwindling to wind-tossed half-words lost in the surf. And by the time the sand is there, she hears nothing but the sea. The clouds have the merest hint of new daylight, all the world's colour freshly minted. A smoothly shadowed lawn leads down to the beach, the white lines of the break stretching headland to headland, dreamlike and slow. She stops for an instant, breathes it all in, the salty, granular air, the endless horizon, firming moment on moment with new light, the cliffs and how they frame it all. Her shoes she takes off on the edge of the grass, and walking down the ramp to where the dry sand begins, she places them the way she likes, side by side, just so, then plonks herself beside them to wait, waiting for the sun. How many mornings has this spot been hers? This is her spot, has been forever. It reminds her of the first place she kissed Matt's father, although that was in Byron, almost 1,000 kilometres north. Something about the fall of early shadow taking her back to that other place. They spent the whole summer together, surfing and camping, making love. Well, so be it. Laurie breathes deep, tasting the salt, just like back then. Faint, aromatic wafts come from the bakery past the lights. All that love, and she'd got pregnant, and he'd shot off.